Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Johnny Vegas, and you're listening to Cop Talk with Dunk. And all you other Liverpool sites, just stop embarrassing yourself, all right?
Yo, what up? This your boy Smooth, straight from New York. You're listening to Cop Talk Podcast. Remember this, you never walk alone, but if you fuck with us, you walk with a limp.
All right, guys, how's it going? It is Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 2023, and you're listening to the Cop Talk Podcast in association with footballclubshares.com, where you can buy real shares in real football clubs, and you don't have to be minted like that John Henry, that wanker. Anyway, how's it going, guys? You all right? So, what we're going to be talking about today on the Cop Talk Podcast? Well, we're going to have a look at some of the rumours in the media today. Obviously, we've got Thiago that's crocked again. You know, I think I'm fitter than him. I'd like to know what everyone's thoughts are on that, to be honest with you. Obviously, we are in action against Fulham this evening, so we'll look at that as well. I don't think I've got any emails. If I have, please resend them to me for the next episode. I will be uploading a video to Cop Talk TV today on YouTube, so you might want to pop along there. And we will give a shout out to the squad, the people that support this podcast. Now, I know we've not been churning out a lot of episodes recently, but I like to focus on credible news. I don't like talking about every single rumour, every like ridiculous claim, you know, that's out there. I like to stick with more credible things, and that's what I do. Okay, so you know when an episode pops up that it's there's something worth discussing or reviewing or whatnot. So where should we start, guys? Maybe we should start with Liverpool versus Fulham, and that's got me thinking about the next game at the weekend. Because obviously we do Saturday night streaming, and I wanted to start it at 6 o'clock UK on Saturday, but we have it's a late kickoff for Liverpool on Saturday, which would clash with that time. So I don't know whether, if you're someone that comes along to YouTube on a Saturday night, do I start at 6 UK and do a watch along? Do I start after the game, or do I not bother with a stream at all on Saturday? You know, when Liverpool are playing, obviously, at that kind of time, it's usually quiet. So I'm not really sure if it's worth doing one at that hour, at least. The only thing is, the following Saturday, I won't be online because I'm going to the Post Malone concert in England with my son, Robert, and his grandma died at the weekend. So, you know, I really have to make an effort with that. And who knows, you know, me and Rob might pop up somewhere on a live stream and we'll see how the lad is. All right, guys, so let me know your thoughts somehow if you are a regular to my streams. So looking at the league table, Liverpool are fifth on 56 points, which is 7 points behind Manchester United with a game in hand over them. Tottenham and Villa are 2 points behind us, having both played 34. Brighton have a couple of games in hand and they've got 52. They're 4 points behind us. Now, above us, just to recap that, Liverpool, 33 played, 56 points. Manchester United are fourth on 32 played, one less game, and 63 points. Newcastle, third, played 33 on 65 points. So we need the enemy to slip up, and we've just got to keep doing our shit. And we seem to be making life very difficult at the moment. Looking at the league table, you know, Everton are obviously second from bottom, and people keep asking me, what would you like? Would you like to see them go down? Yeah, in some ways I would. But I would really miss the Merseyside derby. But their fans are quite bitter towards Liverpool supporters. And there's a part of me that thinks, I'd like to see them go down, you know, even if it's just for 1 year. That would be quite funny. And I know some of you guys have got, you know, relatives and friends in the city that are absolutely desperate for Everton to get relegated. So we shall see. I'd like Leeds to stay up. You know, and my family, you know, a lot of people in my family support Leeds. And I've got a little soft spot for them, really. But I don't want Leeds to go down. And it looks like Allardyce, yeah, is taking over there. Big Sam. I think he'd be perfect for Leeds, to be honest. I hope he keeps them up anyway. So looking ahead to this evening's game, Liverpool versus Fulham. This is at Anfield and is, of course, a Premier League fixture. Now, it says here, Liverpool will assess Sunday's match winner Diogo Jota, who remains hampered by a back issue sustained against West Ham last week. Manager Jurgen Klopp has confirmed that Roberto Firmino and Naby Keita will miss Wednesday's rearranged fixture. Fulham pair Andreas Pereira, is that how he pronounces his name, and Tim Ream are out for the remainder of the season because of an ankle injury and broken arm, respectively. Willian could return from a two-match absence caused by a hamstring strain, and Alexander Mitrovic remains suspended. Now, Fulham are 10th, they're mid-table, basically just bang in the middle. Fulham won away to Liverpool for only the second time in 35 competitive visits on their most recent trip to Anfield, a Premier League game in March 2021. Liverpool have dropped points in each of the past three Premier League meetings, including a 2-2 draw at Craven Cottage on the opening weekend of this season. This is the 50th top-flight encounter between the sides. Liverpool lead by 26 wins to Fulham's 10 with 13 draws. Liverpool are vying to win 5 consecutive Premier League matches for the first time this season. The Reds are on a run of 8 straight victories in league fixtures played on a Wednesday since losing 1-0 at home to Brighton in February 2021. Their only defeat in 39 Premier League home games since losing 1-0 to Fulham at Anfield in March 2021 came against Leeds last October. Liverpool have conceded 42 Premier League goals in 22-23, their joint most in a full season under Jurgen Klopp. Mohamed Salah has scored 98 goals for Liverpool at Anfield in all competitions. He is the first Liverpool player to score in 7 home appearances in a row in all competitions since Luis Suarez's streak of 8 from April 2013 to January 2014. Trent Alexander-Arnold has provided an assist in 5 successive Premier League appearances. Only 2 players have had longer runs. 7 games by Mesut Ozil in 2015 and 6 by Cesc Fabregas from April 2011 to September 2014. I find that one very interesting, to be honest with you. Fulham have lost 7 of their past 9 matches in all competitions, winning the other 2. Fulham's solitary point from 10 league games this season against the current top 6 sides was a 2-2 draw versus Liverpool in their opening fixture. They are 1 short of equaling the club Premier League record of 14 wins in a season, and the Cottagers have already matched the club top flight record of 6 away victories in a season previously achieved in 60-61 and 62-63. And finally, their only victory in 19 Premier League away fixtures played on a Wednesday was by 1-0 at Derby County in January 2012. Okay. Let me just click a few things in the background just to entertain yourself for a second. A second? What is it? What is a second? I'm just uploading my video to Cop Talk TV, and it makes sense to have that uploading in the background. Okay, so obviously I can't ask you what your thoughts are of the game this evening, but it is a must win. I mean, every game is a must win, isn't it? You know, when you get towards the end of the season, people talk about the importance of winning games. I'm like that from the off. You know, like the opening game of the season, you drop points, you know, and I'm like, whoa, you know, this could come back to haunt us at the end of the season. So, you know, you must have that attitude of every game is a must win, that is for sure. For sure, as Rafa Benitez would say. So, let's have a little look at what is being claimed today. Now, why is my browser not working? There's always something, guys, isn't there? There's always something. Let's see. Let's have a look. Right. Wednesday's news. Is there anything exciting that? Because it's obviously today is going to be taken up by the match. Now, obviously, I think I mentioned earlier about Thiago has been ruled out for the rest of the season due to needing surgery on a hip injury. This was a rumor that was circulating a little bit before it was confirmed, to be honest. I'm not sure if it was mentioned on the members' website. I never like really touching on stuff like that and saying, I've heard a rumor that X might be out for the rest of the season because it can really put people in a really bad vibe. And people tend to really interact with claims like that, you know, so they tend to retweet the fuck out of things like that and comment. And if it doesn't happen, then you end up looking an absolute plank. And sometimes, you know, these rumors can be true that someone's carrying an injury or whatever, but sometimes they'll declare themselves available and they might turn out in the next game and they'll go, well, I thought you said he was ruled out, you know, and it's like, well, that's the rumor. So anyway, Thiago was, there was a little rumor going around that he was facing, you know, surgery and he will go under the knife. So he will miss our remaining, you know, games of the season. He's already missed 15 games through injury this campaign. It's very frustrating. He's 32 now. I think a lot of Liverpool fans would, would be up for him being moved out, to be honest with you. But I'm not really sure whether you would be able to capitalise on that, you know, with such a transfer fee, you know, getting such a decent transfer fee. I think he's under contract until 2024, right? Next year. Sometimes I forget what year we're in. So any, you know, chances that he might have gone in the summer, you know, like now, Liverpool would just be hoping that, you know, they can get him back to, you know, full fitness for pre-season in July, you know. So, yeah, nightmare for the lad. You know, if he didn't have these issues, I think he'd be an outstanding player. So, like me, I'm sure you're gutted for him. And, you know, we obviously want as many players available as possible. And we, you know, we wish him all the best, right?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Ajax have reportedly settled on their asking price for Jurrien Timber. He's been it's been speculated that he's, you know, on our radio. Radar. That's because I glanced at my radio to the left of me as I said that. That's some funny shit. Sorry, maybe not for you. There's been speculation that the centre-back, could be getting some attention from Liverpool. Manchester United have also been linked with him. He's 21. It's claimed that Ajax want at least 50 million euro for him, you know, if he's to be moved on at all. Now, do you know what? Some of these adverts on these websites are absolutely horrendous. I'm going to refresh this page and see if that kills them a little bit. Do you know what, guys? There was more that I wanted to talk to you about that. Do you know what? I say what I'll mention. The issue with, you know, Jurgen Klopp getting into trouble with the authorities over getting in the face of the match official and being upset about the comments from the referee. And that's what my video is about, actually, that I'm uploading right now to Cop Talk TV. So I won't go over it. But, you know, I just think, fuck's sake, you know, I like to see passion. I don't know about you. I like to see it when players end up scrapping and managers, you know, end up scrapping against each other in the dugout area, technical areas and all that. I love it when a manager gets sent off. You know, I love it when a player gets sent off. Even if it's one of our own. Obviously, I don't want our players to get sent off. But what I mean is, you know, everyone's fired up and you're fucking, you know, that for me, that's football for me. You know, I love it. I love a toxic, electric atmosphere when football's on. You know, that's why I don't like women's football or youth football. I find it horrendous. You know, take away the atmosphere and history and grudges and things like that, and you've got nothing. So, I understand why the manager would be upset, but I'm like, really? I mean, like, imagine being a referee and coming over and saying, like, I'd have you red because you get right on my tits, but he said yellow. You know, like, I don't think I'd get upset by it. I don't know, maybe in the heat of the moment. I just think, like, oh, get a life, you know what I mean? Like, we want, like, referees and that to be more human and or whatever and not robots. And when they do things, like when he threw his elbow the other week at Andy Roberts, we, oh, yeah, it's terrible, you should be banned for life. Yeah, you know, we can, run our, the players can run the mouse, get in the faces and all. I know what you're going to say. It should be, you know, the rules should be the same for everyone. And that's right, you know. Klopp shouldn't be getting banned, in my opinion. They should just say, like, all right, it's a bit of banter between you all. Grow the fuck up and crack on. Do you know, I can't stand it, guys, honestly. Anyway, I've made a video about that today. Apparently, the boss is considering a personal apology to try and put an end to that. Okay, is there anything I want to touch? I know there's lots of transfer rumours at the moment, guys. And maybe we'll do them tomorrow in an episode, you know, once we get this game out of the way. Liverpool, I saw this yesterday. Liverpool, you know, apparently handed a major boost in their attempt to sign up Mason Mount. But it was, this came from Football Insider, and I think this is a terrible outlet. I really do. They claim that Man City and Newcastle have given up on him, all right? Basically paving, you know, the way for Liverpool to try and snap him up. But like I've been saying for a long time, you know, if he gets his the contract that Chelsea offer him, if Chelsea offer him the terms that he wants, I think he stays where he is. If he doesn't, then I can see him coming to us, but it depends on the price. I mean, some of the prices mooted about that are ridiculous, yeah? Declan Rice is a player that has been mentioned as a possible alternative to Jude Bellingham. And Michael Owen has an opinion on this. I don't think many people are interested in Michael Owen. I've got to be honest with you. I've always liked Michael Owen. You know, I liked him as a player. I thought he was great for us. You know, he spent time, you know, making a big deal of my daughter in the players' lounge once when she was only like, I don't know, six or something like that. You know, he made her dream come true. So I'll always be very grateful for that. I can't believe he played for Manchester United, so I'm not sure I can forgive him for that. But, you know, that's how pathetic I am even as an adult. But when he's on TV or whatever, he's one of the most boring, you know, people, I think, associated to Liverpool Football Club. But anyway, he's had an opinion, and he said, now they need a central midfielder. Do everything you can to get Jude Bellingham. Everything you can. If not, go and get the next best. Try to get Declan Rice or get someone else top standard. all of this, just buy and get rid of players. I don't get it. And it's music to my ears that someone else has said the same. Do you know what? I like Declan Rice. He'd be a great signing. You know, I remember, you know what I'm like with my memory. And hang on, there's a contradiction there. I remember, but you know what my memory's like. I know for a fact that we were heavily linked with him, but I can't remember when it was, maybe a year ago, 18 months ago. And at the time, I was like, yeah, that's exactly who I would be targeting. So, me personally, I'd be targeting Jude Bellingham. He's got a bit quiet on that front, hasn't he? Also, Jurrien Timber, he was quoted in the last couple of days. I mentioned that Ajax want 50 million a year for him, euros. One of his quotes was, "Our transfer is getting closer and closer, so to speak. There's a lot of concrete interest, and I have made agreements with Ajax. Last year, Ajax asked me to stay for at least one more season and to extend my contract. I want to take that step someday, but when that is, it will happen in consultation with Ajax," which is fair enough, right? I'd like to know your thoughts on any of these players that are being linked with us at the moment. And if you've got any questions, please do email them to podcast@coptalk.com or go to www.coptalkpodcast.com. And while you're there, become a patron, yeah? And click on the contact link on there, and you can send me a message through any questions, anything that you would like me to discuss, and we'll do that. I don't know if you saw this, but Liverpool scouts were said to be in attendance at Sporting's game on Sunday to watch midfielder Manuel Ugarte. Is that Ugarte? Is that how you pronounce that? Liverpool scouts were there. This was confirmed. And, you know, obviously this kid is on our radar. Not on our radio, on our radar. And I think he played just short of, 73 minutes he played. And then was substituted. And that's a name that is exciting people at the moment. But unfortunately, guys, you know, again, we're seeing a lot of transfer speculation at the moment. But the people that I like to listen to are quite quiet at the moment. Which reminds me, just thinking about transfers, there is an article on the front page of coptalk.com. It will also be on the members' website if you are a VIP. And this is to do with Tim Steiten, all right? Apparently, he's FSG's first choice to be their new sporting director. But apparently, there's two candidates. I'm sure there's more than that. Now, the thing is, when Steiden was last linked with us, it was played down by the Fenway Echo, the Liverpool Echo, the Fenway Echo. And, so make of that what you will. But this 43-year-old, he left Bayer Leverkusen in March. And there are claims that, it says here, senior officials within the group, FSG, had a personal meeting with him within the last week. That's a sit-down, yeah? To try and sell the idea to him following initial discussions. Now, like I say, he left Bayer Leverkusen in March. Now, one of the reasons that, you know, FSG probably like this guy is he does focus heavily on player statistics and data, which has been quite a big thing for Liverpool in recent years. But it won't surprise you to know that Bayer Leverkusen, with his, you know, with him overseeing transfers, had a net spend of approximately just 24 million euros since 2018. But the value of their squad, as Rafa would call it, is estimated at around 415 million euros, which he'd increased by 58%. So it had gone up 58%, the value of the entire squad, in 5 years. Yeah, so you can see why FSG would like this chap. Now, Monaco and Chelsea have previously been linked with him. And he was involved in the recruitment of Xabi Alonso as Bayer Leverkusen's head coach last October. And Alonso's doing really well there. They were 17th, I think, when he took over, which is second from bottom in the Bundesliga. And when I last looked, they were sixth. So this is, you know, club sources. I hate using the word sources, but this is club sources. that have spoken to me within the last few days about Stuyton. All they said, and it was just, well, yeah, he's one of two people, you know, a couple of people. I can't remember the exact text. I do like to be specific, but I don't have the email in front of me. That is under consideration for the Anfield job, and that a decision was, from him was due over the weekend. Well, it's now Wednesday, and like it says in this article, as yet there's been no official news from the club or any whispers from the corridors at Anfield as to what the decision may be. Now, I did actually go on the record, you know, and speak to Liverpool Football Club, you know, to see if I could, you know, I was like, you know, is there a new sporting director? Is he set to be announced? And it was just like, oh, I've got nothing to say, you know, denied to comment, basically. You know, make of that what you will. Jurgen Klopp obviously said recently, I'm not the person in the club who can give a real answer about that situation, you know, or where it stands, was his exact words. That's in the hands of other people. What I heard is it's all going in the right direction. Now, there are other people, guys, you know, that have been mentioned with us, you know, there's half a dozen people. This chap is very highly rated and is probably one of the best candidates, but If he isn't sold it, then it doesn't happen, does it? And I think that, you know, the fact that we have some uncertainty about the long-term future of the club, you know, like the ownership, you know, I think that could make I'm getting messages crop up on my phone and I have to read them because they're to do with Liverpool. Let me go back. Let me rewind. I think that if you're a sporting director going to take a job at Liverpool, you want to know about finances, right? You know, what money have I got? What's the budget? What's the crack, basically? You know, what's the long-term project? What's the short-term project? Are you going to be around as owners? It's okay sitting here today offering me a job, but are you going to sell up in the summer and go and, you know, in a different philosophy and attitude be involved? So listen out for him. I'm going to spell his name for you just in case you want to do some research yourself. It's Tim. I'm sure you know how to spell that. Steidten. Steidten. And just listen out for if there's any, you know, anything in the news concerning him. In fact, while I have you on, I'm just going to put his name into Google News now and see if there is anything new. 22 hours ago, no, that's Cop Talk. Chelsea interested in him. That was back in, that was a month ago. Claims that Liverpool were in talks with him a couple of weeks ago, but that's from Football Insider. The Fenway Echo have touched on him before. Just keep an eye on that one, guys, and see what happens. Right. Do we have anything else? No, I don't think so. We don't really want to know what the betting odds are concerning Mason Mount's next club, do we? We don't. Don't get involved. Don't bet on players joining clubs, guys. Okay. One more thing. Graeme Souness has obviously left Sky Sports, which I like Graeme Souness. Yeah, I do like him. He takes no shit. And he's been quoted as saying, it meant a lot that my last game for Sky was at Liverpool, the club I hold so dear. I will be 70 on Saturday and I'm still very much open for business. My passion for football is undimmed and I certainly still feel I have a lot to offer. I have covered some unforgettable matches, and he goes on and on and on. He does touch on Liverpool's 7-0 win over Man United this season. Great days. They have involved responding quickly to great and dramatic events. And I've relished that. I've always been comfortable on live TV because it lights a fire under you. So that Graeme Souness, you know, I do like Graeme Souness. I've got to be honest with you. And that's the kind of player I like as well. I like flair players. I've got to be honest, like John Barnes, Steve McManaman, those kind of players, you know, from when I was a young one. And Souness was really before my time as a fan. But, you know, that fucking, you know, midfield enforcer. I love stuff like that. So let's move on, guys. How long have we been recording? Not bad. We're doing all right. Argentina forward Lionel Messi, 35, will leave PSG at the end of the season after they decided against extending his contract. That's Foot Mercato in French. Manchester United have identified three backup options to Tottenham's 29-year-old England striker Harry Kane. They are Eintracht Frankfurt's France forward Randal Kolo Muani, linked with us previously, He's 24. Roma's England forward Tammy Abraham, 25, and Inter Milan's 25-year-old Argentina forward Lautaro Martinez. And that's coming from 442. Now, Le Ten Sport, which is in France, say Real Madrid and Bayern Munich also want Eintracht Frankfurt's Muani. Telegraph, Tottenham's talks with former Bayern Munich manager Julian Nagelsmann have hit a stumbling block because of the uncertainty around the sporting director role. Times, Sam Allardyce, who is in talks to become Leeds United manager, will earn £2.5 million as a bonus if he keeps them in the Premier League. Fair play, it's worth a fortune to Leeds if they stay at £100 million at least, surely. At the time of at the time you're listening to this, maybe that's already been confirmed. Mundo Deportivo, I love that pronunciation. I love that one. I like that one. Barcelona director of football Matteo Alemany will leave this summer to take up a similar role at Aston Villa. So even Villa appear to be closing in on who they want. Fabrizio Romano, Chelsea have agreed to sign 15-year-old Ecuadorian winger Kendry Páez from Independiente del Valle in a deal worth up to €20 million, which is £17.6 million. Inter Milan are interested in Fulham's 25-year-old English defender Tosin Adarabayo. That's according to the Mail.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Evening Standard say Chelsea, the Chelsea co-owners met in Los Angeles last weekend to discuss the appointment of former Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino. Tottenham fans are going to go into meltdown if that does get confirmed. Football transfers. Garbage, absolute garbage. Arsenal owner Stan Kroenke will give manager Mikel Arteta £200 million to strengthen the squad in the summer. Interesting quote I saw from Mikel Arteta the other day where he was saying that, you know, even though we're doing really well or something or competing for this, that and the other, the fact that the fans and everyone still want more shows a club that is ambitious and that it's not, you know, and I just thought, yeah, that's exactly the mentality. It was a great quote. I can't remember it word for word, obviously. But you know, there's times when Liverpool, you know, might win something, and then you might get Liverpool fans saying, you know, someone might say, yeah, we won that, yeah, nice one, but we want to win, and they go, well, you're never happy, are you? Well, you know, you should never be happy. You should always want more, because if you're not, you're just an average in life. That's what I think, or whatever you are. So when I say more, I don't mean greed. You know, like John Henry, greed, like always wanting more money. I mean more success. You know, more like. More pride, more character, more development. You know what I'm saying? I quite like what Arteta said about that, to be honest with you. Football Insider. West Ham have started their search for a midfielder as they prepare for the departure of 24-year-old England international Declan Rice. Come on, we want him. Let's get him to Anfield. Sky Sports Germany. Ajax value 21-year-old Netherlands defender Jurrien Timber, who has been linked with Liverpool and United at €50 million. Which is £44 million, as discussed previously. The Evening Standard say Tottenham are set to compete with Arsenal for 22-year-old Crystal Palace and England defender Mark Gooey. Is that how you pronounce that? 90 min. Bayern Munich are willing to listen to offers for 31-year-old Senegal forward Sadio Mane. He, of course, has been linked with Tottenham this week. If Pochettino... linked with Chelsea, sorry. Oh, where's the article? Let me get it up here. It was conditional to... the appointment. Let's have a look. So he's been linked with a Premier League return. This is on CapTalk.com. If Mauricio Pochettino is appointed the new manager of Chelsea, it's claimed that he would like to make Mane his first signing. I wouldn't like to see that, guys. I wouldn't like to see that. Right, where was I? Right, anyway, he's 31 now, though. I'd love to see him back at Anfield, but it's not going to happen, is it, surely? Football Italia, Juventus manager Massimiliano Allegri says whether the club are in the Champions League next season is key to their planning. They've got a couple of players out of the summer, out of contract in the summer, which include Angel Di Maria, 35, and France midfielder Adrian Rabiot, 28. Finally, Football Insider. Fulham are planning to hold talks with Leeds United over a permanent deal for 25-year-old Wales winger Dan James. Now, that's your lot on the rumours today. Well, when I say rumours, I mean like mainstream media and the mainstream, you know. Well, I'm not really sure that these some of these blogs, 90 Minutes and stuff like that, them sort of websites should be included, to be honest with you. But it's not for me to tell you, you know, what to listen to or not. But I don't know. I think they're fucking garbage. Right, okay. So let's move on and give a shout out to the squad. These are the lovely people that make this podcast possible. I want to give a shout out to them. You can support this podcast by going to www.coptalkpodcast.com. I've got some private episodes coming up, I expect. So, you know, look out for those. They are available to those of you that support the podcast and Cop Talk VIP members, obviously. But one of the best things I think about becoming a patron of this podcast, other than the fact that you buy me a drink, you know what I'm saying, is that you get the adverts removed. And maybe the adverts are not a pain for you. If I like a podcast, I have no problem supporting a podcast, you know, chucking a few quid or something like that, especially if it gets rid of the ads. It's like on YouTube, you know, I pay for YouTube Premium, I think it's called, or whatever, just so I don't have to endure the advertisements. But if you're, you know, happy with the ads, no problemo. But it'd be great to have you on board. It always does make me smile when we get a new patron. When I see a few drop out every now and then, I know like people's circumstances are different, but it's just like, I think, should I really be doing the podcast? You know, the podcast doesn't make me revenue, guys. I'll be honest with you. It pays for itself, and that's about it. My time would be better off doing other things, to be honest with you. So if the podcast is something you enjoy, then it's important that we, you know, you support and we keep it going. I'm happy doing it. But if I had to cut down on something, the podcast would be the one to go. So, yes, as a patron, you do get ad-free episodes. Every single one is ad-free, and you get the private episodes when we do them, and the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping the big man out. Right, so www.coptalkpodcast.com for that. Thanks to the fans, those of you in the old legacy tier. It's not available now. I did it to try and help people last year, and some people took advantage of that. So thanks to you guys. I'd like to thank the supporters. Now, if your name's not on this list, and it should be, please email me, dunk@coptalk.com. Something has gone wrong somewhere. We can look into that for you. Thank you to these lovely people for supporting me, the supporters. We've got Jack Hughes and James Braid and Liam Buckland. We've got Wayne Brown, Tom Brown, TG, Simon, Digweed, Matt Bingley, Jimmy Negrette, Jamie motherfucking Gilmore. We've got Ari, Hamza, Glyn Taylor. We've got Clint and Aaron as well. We then have our legends, which includes Craig Halford, Tyler Dean Williams, Paul MC, Matt Meeker, James Lee, Jack Wood, Jack Rudgley, and Big Wave Dave, along with Andrew Evans. And then we have our three royalties. We have Adam Naylor, great YouTuber, all about Liverpool Football Club. And we have David Sutcliffe, and we have Michael Couchman. So I'm very grateful to you guys. Now, sometimes, you know, if you hear a name drop off, it might be that they've become a Cop Talk VIP member and they've chosen to get access to the other shit and stuff like that over on the main website, okay? If you're ever interested in becoming a Cop Talk VIP member, look, guys, you know, it's about quality, you know, not quantity. And anyone that supports me, I'll always help you out. So if you want to be on there, just email me, dunk@coptalk.com. And we can sort something out, okay? You look after me, I look after you. So, that's coptalkpodcast.com if you want to join your squad. So, let's see, have a look on the members' website. Let's have a look before we sign off. John Henry, of course, wasn't at the game, was he? We had the plane go over. I think I did a video about that on Cop Talk TV. Some people were like, why are they mentioning, you know, the other franchises in America? I don't care about them. I kind of understand that, but, you know, you got to understand that when you fly a plane over Anfield and include their teams in it as well, that means they're going to talk about it stateside. FSG really don't want that message conveyed that there might be some, you know, opposition to them because it backs up things over there. So it's genius, to be honest with you. John Henry apparently wasn't at the game. I didn't watch the game. I had things happening at the weekend. You know, my kid's grandma died and I needed some time away from everything. So I'll be honest with you, I spent a lot of time on the Xbox at the weekend with my best friend Smooth in America, just keeping myself busy. Things have been tough recently, guys, I'll be honest with you, on a personal level. Things were quite difficult already, and then there was some bad news twice last week, and it just compounded, you know, just all of it was on top of me. I struggled a bit last week. So I'm trying to be a bit more positive this week, though. Right, listen, there's nothing on the members' website. They're obviously discussing the game, Thiago. There's some transfer conversations which look rather interesting in the shout box. Some of the mention is McAllister. Now, I don't know where I put this, but the suggestion is, or I made this claim or something. I don't know where it is. It will be on the members' website, but you know, his agent or representative or whatever was on Merseyside. God, my memory is terrible. Certainly within the last week or something like that. But I'm not naive, you know, to think that it wouldn't be with Manchester United as well. But I think McAllister is our primary target at the moment. I'm going to rewind back to the end of last week, right? Okay, so up until the weekend, if you'd have asked me who are we working on right now the most, more than any player, I would have said McAllister, okay? And not Gary McAllister. But right now, you know, maybe that's changed. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to hear suggestions that personal terms have been agreed. Now, don't get overly excited when you hear that. Agents often agree personal terms with half a dozen clubs or more. You know, when the personal terms are agreed, that means, you know, Liverpool, for example, can go, right, okay, we can do that. Now we will decide, you know, whether we want to get involved in the bidding process. You know, what's the fee going to be? Is this who we want? So just because you agree personal terms doesn't mean you're going to push forward with a deal or even, you know, attempt to sign anybody. And it's not supposed to happen. You'll often see like, oh, we've accepted a bid. No, hang on. Not us. You know, any club would say we've accepted a bid for X. Permission has now been given to discuss personal terms. Guys, that shit happens all of the time. And I'm sure you know that. Right. What did you think of today's episode? Was it all right? Yeah, I really enjoy doing the podcast. I really do. And I would like to do more. But it is based on what's happening in the news and the interaction I get from you guys. If I don't get many emails, then you're not really putting me under pressure to churn content out. podcast@coptalk.com. Now, if you emailed me towards the end of last week or the weekend, you might have gone, well, I emailed you, but I didn't. Well, remind me or send it to me, you know. We had the drama and the shit at the weekend, so maybe I've overlooked something. And sometimes they can go into spam, right? So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I appreciate your feedback. I hope you're all right. Thanks to my patrons, you amazing people. You are fucking amazing. I'm very grateful to all of those of you that support me, that are in a position to do so. But remember, support doesn't always have to be via way of a membership or subscription or whatever. Sending an email costs nothing. Hitting a thumbs up on a YouTube video costs nothing. Leaving a really nice comment costs nothing. All right, guys, so just you remember that. You certainly, you know, you inspire me when I see the love. That's what I'm saying, however you choose to do it. Okay, guys, I'll speak to you real soon. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow. I would like to think that we could get an episode in tomorrow. So if you've got any emails, get them to me, podcast@coptalk.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.